USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Germany triggered an emergency plan to manage gas supplies in Europe's largest economy, an unprecedented move that could see the government ration power if there's a disruption or halt in gas supplies from Russia. Russia's defense ministry said Tuesday it would drastically scale back military operations near the Ukrainian capital, Kyiv, in order to increase mutual trust for a potential peace deal. Ukrainian President Zelensky said all Russian forces must leave before a final peace deal can be reached. Zelensky spoke with the Danish parliament.
The people who make decisions in Russia think their actions will go unpunished. They think they will be able to avoid sanctions. The embargo on Russian oil, they think it won't last, that it's just talk. Everyone is expressing their concerns, but an international tribunal, the Russians know that will take years to bring perpetrators to account.
USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
The Food and Drug Administration authorized Americans 50 and older can now get a second COVID-19 booster if it's been at least 4 months since your last vaccination. Florida and many other states have had enough of the Fed's COVID restrictions and are going to court.
Florida is leading a 20-state lawsuit against the White House to try to end a federal mask mandate for public transportation. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says these policies have inconsistent logic.
If you have somebody sitting in the window seat and they're nibbling on peanuts for 2.5 hours, they can have their mask down. You have the person in the middle seat that is not eating. If they just wanted to read a magazine without the mask, then somehow that would be a big problem.
DeSantis adds that the mask mandate is contributing to the growing number of unruly passengers that have put pressure on transportation employees. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.
Republican Senator Ted Cruz from Texas is warning America about the weak, feckless, and ineffective leadership that's currently steering America.
You know, it really has been painful to watch. I can't think of another international trip that was as marred by massive gaffe after massive gaffe, stumbles. And look, there are consequences when the American president is weak, when his approach to every enemy of America is weakness and appeasement. That's how Biden approached Afghanistan when he surrendered catastrophically to the Taliban. That's how he approaches the Communist Party in China. It's how he approaches Iran. It's how he approaches Venezuela. And the reason that Putin invaded Ukraine is because every enemy of America looked to Washington, took a measure of the man in the Oval Office, and sadly concluded that he is weak and feckless and ineffective. And to watch Biden just stumble one after the other after the other, he doesn't realize what he's saying anymore, and that's dangerous.
A gangster movie icon and sometimes an accountant has died. HBO series Entourage.
You're not broke. You're bankrupt. You've got to file Chapter 11.
I'm not filing Chapter 11.
You've got to wipe the slate clean and start all over again. And this time on a budget and without dependents.
Should I just get an appetizer?
You should go on a hunger strike.
Paul Herman, a Brooklyn native who appeared in The Sopranos and Goodfellas as well, died Tuesday on his 76th birthday. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.